Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
And she's so desperate for a man that she's literally waiting to be dialed into a YouTube call-in show to advertise herself to men on the internet. That math is not adding up. That MAF is not adding up, dude. It's just not adding up.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name, honey? How do I pronounce your name?
Shabana, you pronounced it correctly.
I did? Oh, I never get anybody's name right, child. Shabana, where you call me from, love?
Concord, California. It's in the Bay Area.
Okay, I'll say Bay Area, Cali. How old are you?
47.
Damn.
Well, damn, nigga.
Wait a damn minute. Wait a damn. Damn.
Here's the thing. Being 47, having to come on Kendra G for a man, and you cute, it just make it that much worse. I mean, she's not a supermodel, but I would say she's more attractive than most of the women that come on this show. I would say she's cute. And she looked damn good for 47. But what went wrong, baby? What went wrong? You're not bad looking. You look like you in shape. What the hell went awry?
The real question is, where did her life go horribly wrong?
A lot of people hype up, oh, she look good for her age, she look good for her age, she beautiful. That make it worse that she's still single and had to come on YouTube to dry beg for a man. That make it worse, not better.
Okay, Clay, I get the point.
No, you don't!
What you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse? You have any kids?
Two children, 21 and 26.
Both by the same man?
Yes.
Yes. Have you been married?
No.
No. What's your zodiac sign?
Cancer.
She had her kids young with the same man. So that's good. That's better than, you know, most Kendra G contestants or whatever the hell you want to call them. She was never married, so she's still a baby mama. So we got to take some points off. She didn't do it the right way. But at least she figured out birth control after that.
What you want, a cookie?
And let me break this down too. The reality of dating a woman with kids, like dating an older woman with kids. They might not like your ass. And that's going to be a major deal. That's going to be a big deal in a relationship. Is her dad going to like you? Is her mom going to like you? That's what you got to consider. I don't think a lot of guys consider that. They see a pretty face, a nice ass or something, and they ain't thinking about that. Potentially having to deal with these people who got this animosity towards you. They sucking teeth and rolling eyes when you walk in the room. Don't nobody want to deal with that, especially a grown man 40 plus. You just don't want to deal with that.
The answer is hell no.
Coming in at 47, 50, and you got some 75-year-old man talking about, what's your intentions with my daughter? It's like, man, we too old for this crap.
What kind of man you looking for?
Someone who is patient, down to earth, someone who's masculine. I don't like, I prefer someone who's a manly man, you know, no feminine qualities. I do want them to be, you know, emotionally intelligent, intelligent, I think, and someone who is in who's into fitness and health.
Go. She's already describing a 0.3% man right now. Super masculine, into fitness and health. So she want a motherfucker with a six pack. She didn't say that, but we know what she want. You know what I mean? He got to be down to earth, emotionally intelligent, intellectual, and into fitness and fit. Come on. But we already knew what it was going to be because she still got some cuteness on her. Ma'am, you're the bottom of the barrel. Let's get it out the way now. I don't care if you look like you were 20 at 47, your brain 47, and you got some grown kids. So that tells us you 47. And you still single on the market looking like this. So we know something is wrong. Look, you're not a catch. She think she's still that, you know, 18-year-old cheerleader in high school who still got all this leverage. She just don't get it. She living in an alternate reality that doesn't exist.
Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it, man.
I mean,
because the more you try to prove it to her, the more she's going to suck you in to destroy you.
And I'm sure dudes gas her up all the time. You so fine. You 40. So, oh, my goodness, you so fine. And she thinks she's something more valuable than she is. The man you're describing can get a fine 30-year-old with no kids. Why would he pick you? Why would a top-tier man that all these women describe pick these leftover women who are bad options?
Next question, please.
Men like this can get all the benefits of a woman with none of the downsides. He don't got to meet kids. He don't got to meet fathers. He can have women come over, cook for him, go pick up his medicine. Whatever he need a woman to do, he can have one on deck doing it for him.
And someone who's like spiritually and mentally, people, anyone that is, sorry, I'm a little nervous, just like a good, well-rounded person. You know, no egos. They just, you know, regardless if you make, regardless of your career or how much money you make, like you're down to earth. And
that's another thing. These women want these men who are literally the top elite men on the planet, but they got to be super, super humble. That's not how it works, man. These super ambitious alphas are not the most humble people in the world.
Duh. Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
They wouldn't have gotten to the position they're in now if they were all demure and soft-spoken and super humble and humility, humility, humility. No, that's not how you become that top 0.3% elite man. She wants Superman to still put her on a pedestal even though he's Superman. Like, no, he recognizes that he's Superman. And the truth is, you're not going to respect a guy that don't recognize he's Superman.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot. Nigga, I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
As far as everything considered, she's a 3 on the dating market at best. Everything considered. I ain't talking about looks. I'm just talking about everything. The whole package. She's a 3. And she want a 10 to come in and treat her like a 20.
Understand that you're blessed to be in the position that you're in. And that, you know, that we're all human beings.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Someone who, any type of like drugs, any type of like controlling, if someone's like really controlling.
And you notice how she said, oh, just somebody who realizes we're human. What about all those dudes in your inbox you play and leave on red? Dudes you ghosted, dudes that, you know, you set up dates with but didn't show up to the date. They weren't human. You didn't treat them like they were human. Women only care about that human shit when they're the bottom of the barrel. She wasn't talking about we're human at 23.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all
okay,
passion.
Your passion,
yes,
is coming off as erratic.
Disrespectful. I guess just bad hygiene. You know, like someone that's like well put together, that takes pride in cleanliness and like just, you know, keeping up their appearance.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
Of course.
My focus more is on someone's inner qualities.
You can tell the people you roll with whatever you want, but you and I know what's going on, don't you?
I want you to be attractive to me, but that could be, you know, if you have a great personality. You know, you put your well put together. But I think what I'm looking for is someone who is like more the qualities that make it a good partner.
Stop the cap.
Look, she capping, y'all. They try to downplay the looks thing so they can seem noble and righteous. But she just said, of course, he got to be attractive to me. Now, that sounds reasonable if you're blue pilled. But us in the RP community know that the guys that women find attractive are the top 10%. So, yes, he has to be really handsome. He has to be more handsome than 90% of men. But she's going to try to downplay it by just saying, oh, yeah, of course he got to be attractive to me. But, you know, that's no big deal. Yes, it is. Women find most guys basically ugly. You're either a 9 or you're a 3. That's pretty much how women look at guys.
What? Oh, no.
the qualities, like if you're patient, you're stable, someone who's financially responsible, regardless of how much money you make, you have to be financially responsible, caring, loving, compassionate, consistent. Those are, I think, you know, a lot of times we focus on superficial things that don't matter. We need to focus more on things that are someone that has the qualities to be in a successful relationship.
Look who's talking.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
If that's something you're looking for. I don't want someone who is going to waste my time. Like, know what you want. I'm looking for something, like, I'm looking for a serious relationship.
That is not going to happen.
Trust me, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better.
Oh, there is not a chance. I would bet every last dime of the Powerball that I don't have to worry about that.
No, it doesn't matter. That's over with. At 47, a serious relationship is over with, no matter how fine you are. That boat has sailed. There's no good reason for this top-tier dude to get in a serious relationship with a woman like you. Why would he? It's pretty much all downside for him.
The sickest part is you probably don't even know it.
I mean, what are you bringing to the table that's going to be a sweet deal for him? When he's already loving life, he got his freedom, he could do what he want, when he want, he can get tail when he want. It's no big deal. What are you bringing to his life that's so mind-blowing that's going to want to make him commit to just you?
I want to hear her answer that question. I really, really want to hear how she feels.
Lose his freedom, lose his mental health. Like, it's so much he loses getting into a serious relationship with you. He got to deal with all your baggage, your hangups. Like, they have a long list of who the man have to be, but who are you, man? Are you healed? Are you intelligent? Are you all the stuff that you're saying you want in this man?
No.
I'm positive you're not. If you were, you wouldn't be here.
He's out of line, but he's right.
And yeah, this man don't even get a kid. Can't have kids. You cooked and you're fried. At this point, this woman is describing a 0.0003% man. This man is married already, or he has sworn off getting into serious relationships with women.
You just sit here, you don't know what I'm talking about?
For sure, it's a certainty. You're not gonna get this guy, you're not gonna find him. And if he do exist, he don't want you. So it's a 0% chance this is gonna happen for you, ma'am. I'm just trying to give it to you straight so you can stop wasting your fucking time looking for it.
I'm not a devil, and by no means am I a monster.
If you couldn't figure out how to make a relationship work with a man in 30 years, 3 decades.
To this day,
a lot of motherfuckers in Chicago don't make it to 30. You know what I mean? That's a whole Chicago lifetime. You couldn't make something work with a man, then relationships just ain't for you. That's my message to every woman over 40 still looking for a man. If you couldn't figure it out by now, stop trying. That don't mean you can't have a fulfilling life. Be the best aunt you could be. Be the best sister you could be, you know? Be a community activist. It's so many other things you could do with your life. Forget about a serious relationship with a man.
And I just don't understand. Like, I just don't get it.
Knows what they want, who's not playing games. I'm too old to play games. Like, I don't have time for that. If you have to lie at this point in your life, I'm sad for you, and don't call me.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't have time for that.
Who wants to deal with all this baggage? You could just hear how she talking. She bitter, she jaded. Look, every little thing you do is going to get nitpicked. You said you was going to be home at 8. It's 8:05. Don't nobody want to deal with that, especially a top 0.003% man.
Absolutely not.
I think people play a lot of games, especially because social media. You know, this is my first time doing anything like this on any type of app or dating app.
That's a damn lie.
I usually prefer meeting people in person because you can just kind of just tell, you know, just in a few minutes whether you're interested in someone. And I think people have a lot of options, so they like to play games. And I'm just not looking for that. I'm trying to, you know, I'm putting my son through college. This is his last year in college. So I want to now work on, and I want someone who's well established.
That's too damn bad.
This woman is babbling. She wants you to help with that tuition as well. You know, now we got to the bottom of it. She's looking for help. And she's just babbling at this point. She's just going on and on and on and on. This in itself is turning every man off. The fact that she's just rambling and rambling and rambling. Don't nobody want to hear this shit.
I don't want to hear about this shit.
Own your own home. You know, not looking for a career. You're established in a career. You're now, I'm thinking of retirement. I'm focusing on traveling. I'm an empty nester. You know, so those are the things. And I want someone that's like a really solid, good person. If you have children, take care of them.
Why would he travel with a 47-year-old woman? This man that you're describing, he is, you know, well-traveled. He can travel. But he don't need some bitch telling him what he got to have and what he got to do. See how the energy is all off? Men like this don't take orders and demands from 47-year-old washed-up broads. They're not on your time and they're not on your program. At this age, what you are, you got to pay for a man. You don't get no man with a job at 47. You aged out of getting a man with a job. You got to help a man with his bills now. You see how that flip?
I can be temperamental at times. I'm working on that. And listening a little more.
Okay. And why would a guy be lucky to be with you, sweetheart?
I'm very introspective. I try to be logical. A lot of times when you're too emotional, logic goes out the window. So, you know, when you, I try to self-reflect, and see what part I play in things, you know, in any type of disagreements. I'm nurturing, I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm very adaptable to different situations. You know, I don't require, like, you know how people say when they go on dates, they expect someone to, like, take them to a fancy restaurant. I want to meet someone. I want to connect with someone. We don't necessarily, you just met me. We don't necessarily have to go to a 5-star restaurant. I want something authentic. Like, someone.
You had plenty of opportunities to have something authentic. You know what I mean? It's not about just finding something authentic, because you can find something authentic with a dude with a beer belly who ain't that intelligent, you know, so on and so forth. Just stop it, man. Just stop it. If you were so adaptable and so loving and so caring and so nurturing and you look like this, you wouldn't be here.
You're right about that.
Now, what's the age range you want to date?
Okay, so I'm 47. I would prefer someone that close to my age and older, so maybe at the maybe 45 to 55.
Like, I already knew she wasn't probably gonna go over 55, because she don't want to feel like she that old. But for a woman, you are that old in the dating market. You're ancient in the dating market.
She still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no you don't, because if you got it, you would get what you want.
After 40, a woman got to go from 40 to 65. That's a woman's dating range after 40. 40 to 65. All this tight, you know, range. Oh, you know, 47 to 55. No, you got life fucked up. You better get a man in his 60s. He might see you as a prize.
I highly doubt that.
After 55, a young 55, like in good shape, no comorbidities, like, you know, no other health issues.
I think the bitch got a lot of fucking audacity.
Well, thanks for tuning into today's episodes.
Like, I don't have any health issues. And you know, I understand everyone's not at that point, but to be healthy. And if you do have any issues, take care of it.
Okay.
Let me put it like this. This woman is going on dates with guys like this. I mean, maybe not Mr. Perfect, but this woman is getting attention from these type of guys. She's getting attraction from these type of guys. But the more they talk to her, the more they get to know her. They like, oh, hell no. So it's not that she's not dating these type of guys. Because, I mean, one question I would love Kendra to ask is, that dude you dated last year, was he all this? But why didn't work out with him? And if he wasn't all this, well, why did you accept the, you know, relationship? Why did you get in a relationship with him if he wasn't all that? That's the main question in this interview. You just was in a relationship a year ago, so I'm assuming that guy was all these things. Why didn't it work out with him?
If she shuts the fuck up, she can get pumped and dumped, but to actually have to talk to her and deal with her personality, and once you start hearing what they're talking about, most men, it then starts to click. Wow, I don't want to be around her. Boop! And then the man's, oh, here, hold this, I'll be right back. And the man just disappeared.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.